Well, hello everyone. Today we're going to be talking about slop, what it is and what it is not. Now, the term slop really has an origin in talking about fast food, you know, stuff like McDonald's, KFC, you know, it was called slop. And really this term came into discourse in and around food. And then I and some other people started applying it to a certain type of discourse, a certain type of specifically right-wing social media influencer, libs of TikTok being the banner example. Now, I originally had another word in front of the slop. I somewhat strategically sanitized it so to make it more kind of memeable, easy to meme. And I am not claiming that I invented the term, but certainly the context in which it is used here, I helped to popularize. Okay, I helped to popularize it. Just like David Bowie didn't invent glam rock, he helped to popularize it, right? You know, he took ideas from Iggy Pop and Lou Reed and sent them a bit more mainstream. That's what I did here. Well, recently I've started to notice a slippage, friends, a slippage in how people are using this term. I've seen people say it about videos that I've made here or content that I've made. I've seen people apply it in all sorts of contexts where it just doesn't work, doesn't fit. So in this video, I'm going to explain what is slop and what is not slop, because like an actual pig, you need it explained to you. All right, so let's do this. So this was from a talk I gave earlier this year where I identified five levels of slop. Okay, now I'm not going to go through all of this in great detail, but generally when we're talking about slop, we're talking about level two, anti-woke slop. Okay, libs of TikTok, Cernovich, Ian Shungley, Clown World, End Wokeness. You know, this is your Mount Rushmore of sloppers, okay? And just so happens that over the past few months, I have been collecting examples of slop just to make such a video. And I now I've got enough examples to talk you through what it is and what it is not, okay? Slop basically is content designed to bait you, clickbait you into an engagement, okay? To make you think emotionally and to then make you quickly respond or react to the thing, whether through a like, a comment, a reply. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get that out of you. It is low on information. It is low on facts. It is low on analysis. And it is high on simply engagement churn. That is the definition, friends, of slop. Okay, and now we're going to be looking through some examples. Now, here's dear old Russell Brand. I have more time for Russell Brand than most people, or I did, because I was a fan of his. I was a fan of his going right back to the early 2000s. I remember a show of his called Rebrand. I used to listen to his radio show where Noel Gallagher would phone in on occasion. But unfortunately, since his recent conversion and hanging out with Jordan Peterson, etc., he is producing nothing but utter slop, okay? And you can tell, how can you tell it's slop? Well, look at the soy faces. Look at the, you know, you could just tell it's slop, okay? He is just going for maximization of clicks among, above everything else. Perfect 10-minute videos. Designed to engender high emotion. And then he's got his face there, his actual face, soy mouthing in order to get you to click more. Okay. Even other tricks are used, circles around little things, arrows, flames, you name it. These are the hallmarks of slop. All right. Another example here, Tim Pool. I thought Tim Pool was quitting, by the way. I don't know what happened to that. But anyway, there he is. Flat Earth conspiracy debate on the Culture War podcast. 9,200 people watching live. Slop, absolute and utter garbage content. Okay. Now, it could be that you like this sort of thing in the same way that you may like a McDonald's double cheeseburger or stuffing your face with Kentucky Fried Chicken, okay? You know, it's not good for you, but you just like the taste of the slop. This is the sort of thing you gobble up like a pig, okay? But you know, watching this, you're not actually going to get anything. It's just like kind of, it's for entertainment's sake, okay? It's just a bit of fun at the end of the day. It's not informative. It's not going to give you any insight. It's not intelligent. It is what it is, okay? Another example, Libs of TikTok. Now, my least favorite of all the slop accounts is Libs of TikTok. I think Libs of TikTok has a dark agenda, okay? But most of her kind of bread and butter, her stock in trade, is basically putting videos of troons on Twitter and then farming the outrage. One of the things that Libs of TikTok does that drives me up the frigging wall is that she will reheat stuff that happened a year ago, 6 months ago, 9 months ago, as if it just happened. I caught her in the act the other day, November the 20th, right? This was posted on the 14th of February, 2024, by Libs of TikTok originally, okay? She's just reheated it to farm an extra round of clicks, an extra round of outrage, okay? Now, you may think this is good propaganda. Personally, I don't like it. I don't like the sort of stuff Libs of TikTok engages in. I don't like this kind of, it's dishonest, okay? And we're about the truth on our side of things, not about lying like Libs of TikTok and her ilk, okay? They always do this. But, yeah, I'm not happy with it, and I don't like people on our side of things engaging with it, and yet they do. And I watch them follow these people, and they always get led up the garden path. The amount of times I've seen people have to delete tweets or walk things back quickly scurry because they find out, oh, there's something factually wrong here. It was from years ago. It's been reheated. It was made up. It was edited to look a certain way. This is just crap. Crap. Slop. Now, the absolute purveyor of slop is Ian Chung Lee. Here he was posting a video of a black dude, trying to make fun of the guard there at Buckingham Palace, something that tourists have been doing for decades upon decades. It's just something, one of those things that people do in London. And the whole joke is he is so disciplined, he is just not going to react whatsoever. Okay. Absolute slop. Crap. And yet Ian Chung Lee does this every single day, mining tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of outrage clicks with shit like this. And wokeness, another part of the Mount Rushmore of slop. Joe Biden should resign and make Harris our first female president, said this dipshit on CNN. Crap. I mean, it's just not a story. It's just not going to happen. It is outlandish. It's a stupid thing the stupid guy said on TV. But, you know, it'll do. It'll farm clicks. It'll farm engagement. It will get, you know, it's a good bit of bait. Crap. Slop. More slop. Politics video channel. President Biden has asked to revoke Elon Musk's U.S. citizenship and deport him before Trump takes office on January the 20th, 2025. Just obviously rubbish. I mean, sometimes you just don't need to look these things up, right? This one just so happens it got, after I even sent this tweet out, it got a community noted, okay? But it's just rubbish. It's slop. It's designed to just get you to react in the moment and not think and not pause or have any sort of insight. You're basically being treated like a pig, okay? Now, you may like being treated like a pig, okay? But I'm here to say you should have a little bit more self-respect, and you should expect the people talking to you to have a little bit more intellectual honesty. But, you know, it is what it is. Yet more from this politics video channel. Biden could put Kamala Harris on the Supreme Court before Trump is sworn in. Just slop. Just absolute crap. Designed in the hysteria and in the just immediate aftermath of the election, while emotions were heightened, to get people to comment on it and retweet it and like it and all the rest of it. Rubbish. Pop flop. New York State could force Trump to live in a jail cell for the entire 4 years of his presidency. It's just crap, isn't it? It's slop. You don't need to have any of the skills I've taught you to know by now, but to tell at this point, Trump was not going to go to jail. The New York thing has been suspended indefinitely. That came out yesterday or the day before. It was always rubbish. It was always slop. Doesn't stop you morons liking and retweeting and commenting, does it? And if I could do one thing, it would be to train you guys not to share this sort of crap, to not to engage in it. Ivanka Trump news. Would you support Candace Owens as White House press secretary in Trump's new administration? Ivanka Trump news is one of the absolute worst slop accounts, by the way. Always does those things, you know, posts a thing. Yes, no, yes, no. You know, yes or no. How do you respond? What's your response? You like Candace Owens. You hate Candace Owens. You like Candace Owens. You hate Candace Owens. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I have to give my 2 pennies worth of this thing that's just not going to happen. But, you know, we basically think our audience are dribbling morons and actual pigs. So we're going to treat them as such. And they're going to lap it up anyway. Well, I tell you what, guys, do you think Candace Owens should become the White House press secretary? Oh, give me a flame. Fucking nonsense. Here's another absolute slop master general. Okay. Jackson Hinkle. Dear Mr. President, it's time to launch a special military operation on NATO headquarters. I'll gladly fight on the front lines. And then he's got like some kind of AI image mocked up with Jackson Hinkle, or it's a Photoshop or something, next to Trump taking on NATO. Right. We're going to have a special military operation fighting NATO. Crap. Hinkle is basically like just pure fake news 9 times out of 10. And yet he had millions of likes and retweets and comments on X. Here's another one. Pubilis. Report. Governor Gavin Newsom is considering plans to secede from the union in order to prevent Trump from deporting illegal aliens and implementing voter ID laws. Yeah, California is going to succeed under Gavin Newsom. It's just crap. It's just obvious nonsense. You shouldn't need the community note to tell you that this is crap. And yet, so you do. Because you can't tell the difference between slop and not slop. I shouldn't have to make this video. But apparently I do. Because every day you tell me, hey, I'm a dribbling moron. I can't tell the difference between what's real and what's fake. Can you tell me, senpai? Fucking hell. Let's carry on. Andrew Tate challenges Jake Paul to a fight. Fucking brilliant. What else have we got? Josh Dunlap says, Breaking, that's another surefire slop thing, by the way. Breaking. It's happening, guys. This is about to change everything. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says that if Trump surrenders Ukraine to Putin, he will personally expel the United States from the alliance. Yeah, yeah. The NATO Secretary General said that he would personally expel America from NATO. Yeah. If you liked that, if you retweeted it, if you commented on it, if you treated it as serious news, you're a fucking moron, okay? You're just an idiot if you thought that was real. It didn't need the community know. I'm sorry that I'm getting angry, but people actually defend this crap. People, since I've taken my war on slop, people have pushed back and defended it and then had the audacity to call what I do on here slop. This is just outright fake news. And you can't tell the difference? Here's Maya Toosey, the worst guest I ever had on Unpopular Opinions. Again, engagement farming with a story that's basically not a story. Okay? And here was another recent example. Oh, who thinks Calvin Robinson should become the new Archbishop of Canterbury? This was after Justin Welby resigned, right? Now, Calvin Robinson, whether you like him or dislike him or love it, you're his number one fan, he's not a member of the Church of England. He's not even a bishop. So Calvin Robinson does not have a hope in hell of becoming the Archbishop of Canterbury. He's not in the running, okay? So it's not a story, is it? It's basically this account, UK Updates, farming clicks and engagement and getting everybody to say, oh, yeah, oh, wouldn't that be bloody brilliant? In bloody dream world, in fucking cloud cuckoo land, Calvin Robinson becomes the new Archbishop. Oh, that would be brilliant, wouldn't it? That'd show them. Up yours, woke moralists. We'll see you cancels who. I hate you all. I really do. Anyway, buy a course at the academic agency, promo code MERIT. Just get out of here, all of you.
Merit, pure merit, such merit. 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 Merit, such merit.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.